If you keep going westbound, you'll run right into a town called Midland. That's where my wife went to school, over at Northwood University. And that's why I kind of dig, and there's so many reasons I dig talking to this cat. He is a financial genius, really. Balances his checkbook every month unbelievably well. The McNair Center for the Advancement of Free Enterprise and Entrepreneurship. He is the Senior Vice President and Director thereof at Northwood University. We're going to talk inflation numbers, which are out and not headed in a good way. Dr. Timothy Nash, good friend of the show. Good morning, Dr. Nash.
Mike, how are you, sir?
I'm all right. I'm paying too much for milk and gas and everything else. But other than that, yes, I'm all right. Yeah, the numbers came out. They're not looking so good, huh?
No, you know, it's interesting. Inflation, core inflation for the month of March was up to 3.5%. Most economists expected it to be up at only 3.3 or 3.4%. On a monthly basis, it's even of more concern because it was up 0.4%. And if you annualize that going forward, Mike, that would be 4.8% inflation. So the trend in inflation in the last 3 months has been up. And for President Biden, the real difficulty is that the inflation rate for his first 38 months in office is 19.8% measured by the CPI. And if you compare it with the 4 years of the Trump administration, inflation was up only 7.92% for his entire presidency.
Well, Dr. Nash, President Biden had a speech there, not long ago, when he just told us, maybe, was that the State of the Union? He said, let's look at the stock market. Although he said it more like, hey, look at the stock market. But anyway, you look at the stock market, but now stocks plunged yesterday on this news. So you can't lean on that. When you said core CPI, that even, if I understand this right, that excludes food and fuel. The core CPI does, doesn't it? Which, and that makes it even worse if you include that. Am I looking at this right?
No, you're absolutely correct. So if you, the core CPI is actually up 3.8%.
Okay.
So the core rate, which is really what the Federal Reserve Bank looks at to determine whether they're going to cut interest rates, that was up even higher than expected. And so, no, that makes the report even worse. And the stock market's been up a lot because they're expecting two or three rate decreases to get interest rates down because, you know, the opinion is we're beating inflation, but the data is saying just the opposite. And so what Wall Street was worried about yesterday is that interest rates are actually not going to come down, and the Federal Reserve may actually, if we have another bad month, could actually increase interest rates.
Oh, my. Yeah, I know everybody was hoping in June that there'd be an interest rate cut. Now, here we come. Every month, ticking, the clock is ticking closer and closer to November 2024. In your opinion, in your experience, we get closer to the fall, like maybe July, maybe August. Are we going to see some sort of manipulation of numbers? Maybe there won't have to be. But if this type of trend goes on, they can always manipulate the numbers, can't they? And then make a speech saying, look, the economy's great. The numbers, they're lying. What do you think?
Well, here's something that maybe your listeners don't realize or think about a lot. The Federal Reserve Bank is actually owned by the member banks. The government appoints who runs it, and the government appoints the board of directors that determine monetary policy. And I think it would be the kiss of death for a Federal Reserve chair to do things for political gain. In other words, the Federal Reserve is supposed to be independent. And so far, Powell has remained independent. And I would criticize former President Trump. He's been dead wrong about Jerome Powell manipulating the money supply. And if he is doing it, he certainly is not doing a good job for President Biden. He's been true to trying to fight inflation. And he's even said, hey, I was wrong. We inflation was not transitory. We blew it, and he did. You know, the Federal Reserve missed inflation coming on in early 2022. They were late to respond, and the problem is President Biden's side of the equation. They're all saying he shouldn't have intervened, and there's just not a lot of good understanding about what causes inflation and how to handle it in Washington, D.C. today, at least in my opinion.
Well, and in basic voter ranks, we just want it in a few simple words. I mean, basically, get a handle on what you're spending, get a balanced budget, stop printing money every time you need it. I don't get to, nor should you. That cures inflation.
I think you've hit the nail on the head, and here's the problem. Government is spending too much, but here's what the average consumer thinks. And we don't give the average consumer the credit she or he deserves. When President Biden took office, the inflation rate was 1.4%. Since the president has taken office January 20, 2021, gasoline's up almost 48%. Groceries are up 21%. Going to a restaurant's up 21%. Baby food up 30.5%. Rent up 20%. Electricity up 28%. You can go down the list. Used cars up 21%. Traveling by plane up 32%. Gold up 24.5%. Auto insurance up 49%. Everywhere the consumer is looking, prices are higher. And the greatest problem is for those that are on the lower income scale. With their even tighter dollars, they're having to pay these higher prices as well.
Doesn't it seem like, and it does to me, every government program aimed at helping those less fortunate or those people on the lower income scale, every government program ends up costing those very people more money?
Well, in some cases they do, but they certainly cost the economy more money and the ability for the economy to create the true long-lasting jobs that give these folks a chance to rise out of poverty. You know, we've had a great tradition in the United States of people not staying in poverty, for a long period. They may start out in poverty, but if they work hard and they're willing
to move for
job opportunities. I'm sorry?
That's the American dream. That's the land of opportunity.
No, you're absolutely right. And these folks pull themselves up by their bootstraps. And, you know, in your basic economics classes, you talk about, you divide income into fifths. And people that are in the bottom quintile or the bottom fifth usually over their lifetime pull themselves up to the third or the second highest quintile. And many go from the bottom to the top because, as you noted, that's the American dream. And it's really defined by income mobility. But that's really being harmed right now. And, purchasing power, you know, I'm not trying to be political at all, but when Trump was president, the average purchasing power of people across income groups and ethnic codes increased by anywhere from $2,000 to $6,000. Today, if you're so far under President Biden, because of inflation, it costs the average person about $2,000 more to buy the same basket of goods, the same items that it did when he took office. So it's an issue.
Numbers don't lie.
Figures don't lie. And I think the key is policy. We really need to focus on what it's going to take to create an environment where entrepreneurs, where free enterprise can take over, because we can say what we want. That's what creates the jobs, and especially the jobs that pay taxes to allow our economy to exist. We don't have government if we don't have a productive private sector.
And the Wall Street Journal surveyed voters in, I just reading this, I don't know if you saw it, they surveyed the voters in seven of the states that are expected to be pretty much the most competitive, ours included, for 2024. 74% of the voters think inflation is in the wrong direction. Now, does that translate to the polls? Maybe so, but that remains to be seen as always. Dr. Timothy Nash, Senior Vice President Emeritus and Director of, I love this, the McNair Center for the Advancement of Free Enterprise and Entrepreneurship. Baby, that is America right there. Brother man, Timothy Nash. Good to have you on again, Dr. Nash. What are your weekend plans? You going to get out there in the sunshine? You guys in Midland, you having some sunshine this weekend?
Well, this weekend I hope to get out with my lovely bride and just enjoy a nice April weekend, but I'll be editing a study we're putting out in the next couple of weeks on the pros and cons of electric vehicles. So,
oh man, you got to come back on the show. You got to be on the show with that. And the Masters are this weekend, the most boring thing in the world to watch on TV. However, here's an idea for you. When you're out with your lovely bride, I'm just saying this, Tim, as a guy who's been married a couple of times, I want you to say, honey, we may not be watching the Masters, but I am the master. Say it just like that. Okay? No?
Hey, no? I'll do my best. I just don't think I'd have to read books to keep up with you in that category, Mr. Austin.
Cut it out. All right, Dr. Nash, always a pleasure to have you on. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Likewise, my friend. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Yep. On your morning wake-up, 1320 WILS.